Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. It is already Tuesday, the 19th day of February, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. I am your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us. Those are the main sites. The sites all have basically the same news on them each day, but each site has 4 or 5, sometimes 10, 20 stories that are independent only to that website, or audio files, video files. They all serve as mirrors of each other, but then also each day have other information exclusive to those sites, and they reflect the attitude and particular view of the New World Order system and paradigm of the particular webmaster and or editor. Sometimes we have two people over each site, generally just one person over each site. That's why we have so many. Okay, let me just run through the news that we'll be covering today. New search rules for Amtrak passengers, random screening, just like the airport. People are freaking out over this. We told you about it 4 years ago. Homeland Security said they do this. The malls will have it. Random checkpoints on street corners will have it. You want to live in Red Dawn, you're going to live in it. All selectively enforced. The illegal aliens will, the police are ordered to not even touch them. That's mainstream news, proving it's just total fraud. BBC, another big scientific report. I'm seeing one of these 4 or 5 times a week now. Universities, scientific institutions, governments admitting cell phones are frying your brain. And if you have one in your pocket on, frying your genitalia. Cancer linked to heavy cell phone use. Bad signs for the dictator Musharraf in his party and election right now in Pakistan. What type of event will he stage to get back on top? Something really despicable is happening, something Ron Paul refused to do. Clinton is targeting pledged delegates. That's right. Delegates who went in, delegates who represent votes that were cast by citizens in the Electoral College. Clinton is publicly targeting them, trying to steal the election. Again, no difference between Clinton and Barack Obama, cut out of the same cloth. But she's cheating him, and we've got unified data of election fraud against Barack Obama. We just report the facts. We're not saying he's good. We're not saying go out and vote for him, but maybe when we open the phones up, you'll give me your take on what you think this means. Why are they trying to shut Barack Obama down? Clinton targets pledged delegates. Also, regulators eye Wall Street's role in housing bust. That's like Satan eyes lower demons' activities in running hell operation. Or Hitler eyes Hermann Göring in investigation of Nazis. Or Joseph Goebbels. These are the very regulators that set up the regulations and allowed all this to happen. We'll break that down. Global warming. It's the coldest winter in decades. Daily Express, that dovetails with heavy snow, brings Greece to standstill. There was even snow in some areas of North Africa. Well, there's definitely climate change and violent climate change going on, but it isn't global warming, ladies and gentlemen. And their carbon tax won't do anything to stop it. And they know that. It's about taxing you, but McCain joins the Bush crime family. Great story by Think Progress. Nemo did a great story for Infowars.com. Government surveillance is not a mistake. They keep claiming they're accidentally spying on you with the NSA. Whistleblower site taken down. I didn't get to this yesterday. This is big news. And some incredible new police brutality video coming up as well. We're going to play the audio and analyze it and break it down here. Stay with us.
K For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The most well-organized, coordinated, at the state, national, and international level, attack on our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms and defend ourselves has been in full swing for at least 1 year. The NRA, the fathers of modern gun control, that is their actual history. Larry Pratt has come on, the head of Gun Owners of America, and documented it from their own quotes and statements, is telling gun owners that we're winning the fight. They have supported the last big gun control legislation for expanding federal databases, banning people with misdemeanors, any type of mental designation like PTSD or even hyperactivity disorder. This is unbelievably bad. And now the Supreme Court is about to hear arguments for the Second Amendment, and you watch. They're going to rule that you have a Second Amendment unless prescribed by law, and that is a great attack on the Second Amendment, the biggest we have ever seen if that happens, coming up in about a month. It'll be in March. That's when they're set to rule. They're hearing it right now, and you watch. That's going to happen. The Supreme Court is total New World Order, 7 of the 9 appointed by Republicans, viciously anti-gun. The Democrats are viciously anti-Second Amendment. And on the heels of this latest shooting in a victim disarmament zone with a Prozac head, they're coming after us in a big way. Larry Pratt in the third hour, joining us for 30 minutes in the second hour is Professor Michael Chasidowski, who we've interviewed many times throughout the years. And he is really an expert on what happened in Kosovo, what happened in the two wars that happened in the 1990s in the Balkans. He'll be joining us to talk about what this NATO enclave is being set up for and why it's angered Russia so much geopolitically. So that is coming up in the next hour. We're also going to have open phones in the first hour, into the second, and the third today. Of course, we interviewed Willie Nelson for the second time yesterday for an hour and 10-minute long interview. We have several important articles up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Willie Nelson says, impeach Bush now, throw the bastards out. Very important article that we need your help on getting out. Last time you got the articles out, last time you emailed them and called all the talk radio stations and called the Associated Press and sent them the email, and last time you called national television, do that and we can push this out again. Millions of people who weren't looking at 9/11 being an inside job now are doing it. Willie said that every show, and he's been doing one every night for the last 2 weeks, he's on the road, works very hard, that people come up saying, thank you, Willie Nelson. So he's certainly getting a response. People all over Austin where I live, I've been stopped on the street, stopped at the grocery store, stopped at the Emmis Communications building in Austin when I was there Sunday for 3 hours, before the show, during the show, and after the show for about 3 hours. The first interview is a buzz all over the place because he is so loved. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is also popping in 30 minutes. It must be serious because he contacted us to come on and sent me some documents on concentration camps. So that is coming up now in 30 minutes. But Willie Nelson, I'd rather have an electric chair named after me than a toll road. That's the second article Paul Watson did today. Country music icon explains why he rejected state of Texas proposal. It's all part of the North American Union. And he agreed it was part of the North American Union. We need to get that added to the story. Story's good, but we need to add that part, because we were discussing how it's all part of the New World Order, how it's to wall off the rural areas and shut down small towns. It's a good story. It's going to be beefed up. Paul is working on that now. Or you're welcome to take the statements with your own news website or your own blog. Pull out your own quotes. We need to, again, take this interview and use it to get the word out. That's why Willie Nelson came on the show. He wants to get people together. He wants to organize. He wants people to move forward. That's why, you know, Charlie Sheen contacted us. That's why Willie Nelson contacted us and came on. That's why these individuals are doing this, not for fun. You heard him. He's worried about martial law. He's worried about a takeover. So Willie's got a lot of courage, and we owe it to him. We owe it to ourselves in this country and this planet to get the word out. Willie Nelson, I'd rather have an electric chair named after me than a toll road. This is great info to use against the toll road pushers. They tried to use him. He said no. Willie Nelson, impeach Bush, throw the bastards out. We need to make sure Bush is punished. We were unable to punish Clinton. We tried. Well, there's even more impeachable offenses against George W. Bush, and that needs to happen, and that needs to happen as soon as possible. So, again, it's up to you to move the ball down the field and to get these stories out to everybody. I went on my MySpace this morning, and there's always people on there freaking out saying, do you read this? Do you look at this? Respond to me. I can read a lot of my email. Somebody always reads the email up here. I read some of it. Aaron reads some. Trey reads some. Paul reads some. Steve reads some. Tim reads some. Mike reads some. Pretty much all of it gets read. But there's no way I can ever respond to you. People get mad when I don't personally respond. We get about 5,000 emails a day. Thousands and thousands of posts on our message boards a day asking me questions. It's hard to even look at it all. Believe me, I'm addicted to reading your feedback. I love the points you make. I love all the news links you send us. Almost everything you hear here is leads you've sent us. But I cannot respond to you. And I had one lady one time send me an email going, you say you can't respond, but Jeb Bush did in an email when he was governor. That is one of his staffers, and that only says it's from Jeb Bush. I assure you, it's not Jeb Bush responding to you. So I know it makes a lot of you mad. I just physically can't do it. But everybody was on the MySpace and the message board and emails freaking out over this, saying, why aren't you covering this? Why aren't you talking about this? I have been talking about this for 4+ years. I don't know, 2002, they hadn't funded Homeland Security yet. They hadn't made it a cabinet position, but Governor Ridge was already acting chief of it, and I told you about 2 hours of C-SPAN I watched. Somebody needs to dig that out and find it. Again, I can't do it all. I can't do it. I don't even know if I taped it. I don't remember now. The point is, 2002, so I guess 6 years ago. And he laid out everything. Now, I'd already seen it in federal documents going back to the early 90s. This is a plan. And each administration carries the ball, carries the water. It's like a relay race where they hand off the baton. And he said, you're going to have a national ID card to have a job. You're going to have a national ID card to get on a plane, get on a train. We're going to have checkpoints in malls, checkpoints on the streets, federal police everywhere, deputized local police, that the federal government's going to control drug testing, it's going to control what you can buy and sell, and now you see it all happening. Oh, the cold medicine, oh, the cigarettes, oh, the liquor, got to show a federal ID. Oh, want to go in a national park. Oh, Viper teams in Dallas and Phoenix and where was the other big place? Miami. Just randomly on the street, they just show up and run checkpoints and search you walking down the sidewalk. Face scanning cameras. Cameras up nationwide that read your license plate, scan everywhere you're going. The toll road transponders. Major cities admitting what I told you 10 years ago that they were doing then, and that is with radio readers up, reading everywhere you go. It's already going into databases, all being tracked, everything. And we're just now having a debate about, are we going to listen to Al-Qaeda's phone calls? That's what the public's told. And then you read the actual bill. It just says the NSA can spout anybody they want anytime in the U.S. They've always been doing it. So it is just wall to wall what is happening. And everybody's freaking out. You know, I get emails and people say, you haven't talked about the Tavistock Institute. You're covering that up. I've probably done 15 shows on it. You're not talking about the Club of Rome. I've probably done 40 shows on it. I mean, I don't know, 50, 60. I cannot cover it all. There, in one show or the one day you tuned in, I have talked about this. I have warned you. Now it is happening. New search rules for Amtrak passengers, random screening. Airport passengers are already used to long lines and invasive searches when waiting to board for trips to the airport. And Amtrak passengers next. And it goes on to report that they're going to be doing that. Here's one out of the Daily News. Amtrak riders will see more cops face random bag searches soon. This is Catherine Ruddish and Leo Standora, Daily News writers for the Daily News. New York Daily News. And they just go on to say, just like they search your bags now on the subway, well, it's going to be like that on the trains. And it's going to be like that on the streets. And they're going to have cops walk up and want to search you in the mall. This is bondage. And we need to do a story on this, but do a Google search, because I've seen hundreds of stories on it, where a sheriff in Tennessee, a sheriff in Texas, a police chief in New Mexico, I mean, I've seen them all, they will arrest whole vans with 15, 16, 18, in one case, illegal aliens. They'll take them to the jail, they'll call ICE, the Border Patrol, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and they'll say, sorry, let them go, we're not coming. Houston Chronicle 3 years ago reported over 400,000 aggravated felons released in the 2 years previous, a number I couldn't even believe. I'm going from memory. It was 400 and something thousand. Just get it for yourselves. Again, I can't do it all. You're smart. A lot of you already write for newspapers. A lot of you already write articles. We'll post them. You got some website you want to plug, put a link at the bottom. I don't care. I can't. I can verbally analyze all this. We can write 10 articles a day with four writers. Most newspapers, you know, their writers put out one thing a week. We are working around the clock here. But the illegal aliens, the point is, the illegal aliens, literally when they get stopped at these checkpoints, are just left alone. Oh, they're drunk driving? Oh, you don't have insurance? Oh, you don't have an ID card to get a bank account? It's okay. Proving this is about controlling us, the dumb cattle. I was driving to work this morning and saw three motorcycle cops and two squad cars. I drive about 6 miles to work, and they were pulling over people, giving them tickets. But the coffee shop got robbed 2 weeks ago. The police refused to come out. The house behind my office just got robbed, and whoever did it urinated all over the table. and vandalize things, and the cops won't even come out. But you'll write some one of us fat hogs up a ticket. We're here to be bled and sucked off of.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is joining us in the next segment to talk about the police state and big developments there. We also have Michael Chosadowski, professor, coming on to talk about the handover of Kosovo to the New World Order. Larry Pratt with the attack on the Second Amendment. But to make a long story short, we've gotten federal documents. We've gotten training memorandums. The police don't even know this themselves. But they're there to collect revenue and keep the highways clean. They're there to clean up wrecks. Many more cops die each year of being hit while they're out writing tickets. You'll see them hanging their butts right out in traffic. I try to go around them. They're getting hit all the time, risking their lives to write tickets. It's all about raising money. But the illegal aliens are above the law, A, and I've had Austin cops tell me, yeah, we're basically told not to arrest illegal aliens because they just let them go anyways. They get in trouble. They get written up. It's frowned upon. You don't touch the gods. No, you touch the dumb, trained slaves that think they're free, the arrogant, know-it-all, fat cattle to the American people. That's it. So there's this coffee shop over here. Somebody crowbars in and breaks in. They called the cops, and the cops said, yeah, we'll be there in 2 hours, never showed up. Behind me, and this is a middle-class area, I'm in a residential area, but you know, kind of in a little business park area, they broke into the house behind us, tore everything up, stole a bunch of stuff, and then urinated all over their living room. Just scum. Cops wouldn't come out. I happen to know there are drug dealers down the street. I have seen before, this was about 12 years ago, or it was about 10 years ago, there was this gas station down the street from my house, which was run by some foreigners, and they were openly running whores out the front. I mean, within 6 months of them taking it over, it stunk in there. They didn't really have food on the shelves. They still had gas, but they had hookers out front, and I'd pull in to get gas, and I'd see them, women getting in the cars, going and talking to the guy at the counter. Saw them selling drugs. It was clearly drugs. I pull up. These cops have got somebody pulled over. I wait till they leave, and I pull up, and I go, listen, about a quarter mile from here, they're dealing drugs and running whores. And they said, okay, give us the info, and they drove off. Nothing ever happened. I mean, if you were a cop, how about Fourth Amendment? You could just park down the street in a unmarked car. You could watch the hookers. You could watch the drugs. You can go stop them right there. No, 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 no. No, that stuff's shipped in by the bosses. You've got to go bust the teenagers that have the marijuana cigarette. That's right. You got to bust somebody who's had three beers and take them to jail and ruin their lives. And look, my point here is this, that 15 years ago, I lived down here in Austin. I had an old girlfriend in Dallas, and I was up there visiting with her. My Mustang gets stolen. I call the police. I'm polite. I say, please come out. I want to make a report. And they say, we don't come out for stolen cars. We don't even make reports. But we'll call you when it's found or if it's found. So I said, okay, and hung up the phone. Wasn't even rude. 10 minutes later, two cops knock on the door, open the door. They push their way in. They're looking around, and I go, what's going on here? And I said, are you here for the stolen car about that? And they go, no, you hung up the phone. Why did you do that? And I said, well, she said they couldn't help me. I just hung up. You don't hang up till we say you can. Then they went around searching around for something. And that's the old joke in third world cess countries. It's well known in third world cesspits, which we now are becoming. I mean, we're almost there. We're basically it in most areas now. We're pathetic scum. Let's just admit how scumbag we are. We have a scumbag population, scumbag cops, scumbag corrupt government, just total scum. And so in the third world, you don't call the cops because when they come by, they're going to take you to jail. You don't call the cops in Mexico or Guatemala or Nicaragua or El Salvador. I mean, I was down in Belize last year, down there on a vacation, and you just see the cops are just dirtbag criminals. Everybody's scared of them. They run around on a power trip look in their face. That's what America is becoming. So just don't give me the baloney anymore. You're going to have checkpoints everywhere and searches on the streets and on the buses and just goons everywhere, and that's what the economy's shifting over to. But when your car gets stolen, they won't come out. When your office gets broken into, they won't come out. When somebody breaks in, robs your house blind, and then urinates everywhere, it's funny. Now, in the old days, the cops would search them out, hunt them down, throw the book at people that were caught with stolen goods. Not anymore. They don't even come out, ladies and gentlemen, when your house gets robbed. And then I lived in Austin. When I lived in Austin, same car. Somebody knocks the window out, steals the stereo. I call the cops, and they say, that's private property, those apartments. We can't even come on there. But they're running around with their tow trucks towing cars off. They didn't get their sticker right the day the sticker goes out. I mean, you know what? This is a criminal, bloated, disgusting, worm-eating government feeding on us. Your calls are coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa de viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar al cielo infinito. ¡Volaré!
Charles, Steve, Becky, Jack, Jim, we're going to get to all your calls. Our next guest isn't on until halfway into the next hour, so I'll get your calls in the next 20, 30 minutes. I want to hear from you. I got a bunch of other news on the economy, on cancer links to heavy cell phone use, on what's happening in Pakistan. It's a big news day. Larry Pratt joining us in the third hour about the massive, sustained, organized, bipartisan attack on the Second Amendment. They're getting slicker. They're not announcing it. They're just doing it. Real challenges ahead of us. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts emailed us this, and I'm glad this is getting attention because this is in my book, Descent into Tyranny. Congress of the United States, House of Representatives, 1997, enclosed as information pertaining to the Army policy and guidance for establishing civilian inmate labor programs in civilian prison camps. Now, this started in 86 secretly. It wasn't declassified until 97, and then now they've gone from 12 to 24 camps. But we'll talk about that later, how it ties into the police state, where Dr. Roberts sees the election going, But there's a lot of different things he wants to cover, including what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening with the economy. But Dr. Roberts, of course, former Wall Street Journal editor, former head of policy, the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics, always great to have you on, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Alex.
What do you think is most important? What's on your mind, first topic?
Well, Alex, I thought this Protect America Act that the Democrats in Congress have let expire, and Bush says this means we're going to be blown up by terrorists. I think it's worth focusing on this. The notion that we have to have the Protect America Act is absurd, because we already have the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's a 30-year-old act, and it lets the executive branch spy, and all it has to do is get a warrant from a secret court. In fact, it can even start spying and then go get the warrant. But the warrant does provide some accountability. It makes it difficult for the president to spy on the opposite political party, for example, because in order to do that, he would have to lie to the federal judges on the separate court in order to get a warrant. He would have to say, oh, I'm going to go spy on terrorists, and not tell them he's really spying on Obama or Senator Kennedy or whoever. And that, of course, would be another felony. And so it is some accountability on the executive branch under FISA. What they've had for the last year, which expired on the 15th of February, is the Protect America Act that they got through Congress by bullying and telling everybody we were going to be blown up if they didn't pass it.
And we've got to love that Orwellian name. It's like the Patriot Act.
Yeah, that's right. Protect America. Very Orwellian. But what you see is the only difference between it and the existing FISA Act is that under the Protect America Act, there's no accountability whatsoever. The president doesn't have to explain who he's spying on or why or anything.
Well, they're blank checks, and it's anybody of interest. And the bigger issue here is they committed all these felonies, and now they're trying to retroactively have Congress do something. In England, the secret police bureau has just been discovered that was spying on all members of parliament, basically. So, I mean, this is serious.
Yes, but you see, exactly everything you said is right. But it's serious also because it's establishing another precedent that the president isn't accountable except to himself. In other words, it's an elevation of the office. It's another step in the elevation of the office into a dictatorship. And we also what has come out is they claim they didn't start this illegal spying until after 9/11. But we now have in court documents statements by Joseph Nascio, the former CEO of Quest Communications, who says that his firm was approached more than 6 months prior to the September 11th attack and asked to participate in a spying operation that Quest believed to be illegal. And when Quest refused, the Bush administration withdrew opportunities for contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And the CEO himself was subsequently indicted for insider trading.
That is incredible influence peddling, extortion. That is corrupt to the core. I mean that is right out of the racketeering laws.
That's right. What we have here is a criminal administration, and they're doing everything they can to elevate the office of presidency into a dictatorship in which there's no accountability. And that's what they're striving for. And what they keep telling the Americans is, oh, if we have to be accountable, you won't be safe. You can't be safe unless the president is unaccountable.
By the way, under the old system that still had some vestiges of the Fourth Amendment, all these different FBI offices from Phoenix to Chicago to Minneapolis-St. Paul to Dallas found out about the specific reported Patsy hijackers and even said, hey, we think they're planning to fly them into the World Trade Center, and they were ordered under threat of being fired or arrested to stand down, and then the people that told them to stand down were given record cash bonuses. So the neocons are all over radio saying, we need this to keep you safe from another 9/11. No, with the tools they had, they knew what was happening, and the good agents were blocked from doing their job.
Yeah, there's no difference in the spying under FISA or under the Protect America Act.
This is just domestic and can be done secretly.
So the only difference is there's no accountability for the president, so that if there's no accountability for one thing, why should there be accountability for another?
And doesn't this fit in with the rest of the pattern, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, that says for domestic insurrection, use the military, abolish the governors, you know, basically abolish the National Guards, local control, Bush and his PDD 51 saying that he is above Congress during continuity of government? I mean, all of this fits together into a picture.
Yeah, I think that's what it does. They're trying everything they can possibly do to create an unaccountable executive that's not restrained by law, the Constitution, the judiciary, or the Congress, and certainly not by the American people. And the Protect America Act is another element in this removing all restraints on the executive branch. Now, you know, of course, the Founding Fathers had the opposite view. They said the American people cannot possibly be safe unless the president is accountable and under many restraints. But the argument that we're getting from the Bush administration and from the brown shirts is that Americans, the people, won't be safe unless the president is unaccountable and has dictatorial powers. Only then can he protect.
Well, that's what Mussolini and Hitler and, you know, the first person, the first real dictator, maybe people carry papers, was Julius Caesar. And then under the Byzantine Roman Empire, they made everybody carry papers, and you would be arrested if you weren't found out, if you were found outside without them. I mean, for mainline conservatives out there, the 25-30% that still support Bush, they need to know Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama is going to have this power going into the next administration. And look at the Clintons' enemy list. Look at what Nixon did. This is basically just legalizing all of that.
That's right. It's elevating the presidency into a dictatorship, and the Congress will become like the Roman Senate under the Caesars. It's just kind of a decoration, which has no power. And I think that people need to understand that this whole war on terror is a contrivance in order to concentrate power in the executive branch. That's all it is. I don't actually believe that there really is a war on terror. I think it's a hoax. And the only terrorist attack that we know of is 9/11, and if you pay any attention, you're very suspicious that was anything other than an inside job. And the terrorists in Iraq, we created by invading. There weren't any there until we went there. And the Taliban in Afghanistan are most certainly not terrorists. They were involved in a civil war within Afghanistan. So the whole thing is a hoax, and it's what has been achieved in the war on terror is, of course, to create numerous terrorist recruits for bin Laden, but primarily it's been to accumulate massive power in the office of the presidency in the United States.
And then what they do is, if there's another staged event, a provocateur event, or another event because of open borders, there are some real terrorists, though it's low intensity, you know, small bombs, shootings, stabbings, is what we see in Israel, when it is real. In some cases, Israel's also been caught staging events. That's been in Haaretz and Jerusalem Post, for those that didn't know. Then the dictator gets to say, oh, see, terrorists hit us again because you didn't let me protect you. And now the law has, quote, elapsed. Bush is freaking out, saying, if you don't do this, if you don't pass this again and give me immunity to commit these felonies, then terrorists are going to get you.
Yeah, that's right. It makes you wonder if they're well enough organized, the Bush crowd, to stage an event. right now, and then they could blame the Democrats and probably smash them in the November election. I don't know that they're well enough organized or whether it's already planned, because it's very strange. Democrats offered to temporarily extend the Protect America Act while they worked out a better bill. And Bush said, no, you can pass it exactly as I sent it, or you're making us open to terrorists. I don't want it temporarily extended while you doctor it.
So even according to his game rules, they were going to, quote, protect us by destroying the Fourth Amendment. But
right.
He used a technicality
right.
to say no so he can grandstand.
So he can grandstand. Or if you think they're capable of it, organize something that he can say was terrorist and the Democrats are responsible because they didn't give him these powers. I guess you've also spoken to your audience about the fact that having been defeated in Iraq, we're now paying 80,000 Sunni insurgents $800,000 a day not to attack us.
That's right. And in fact, that was the stratagem to begin with, was to build up three different warlord groups fighting with each other to keep Iraq deindustrialized, to suppress the flow of oil, to then jack up prices and have a black hole to pump money and money laundering and no-bid contracts in. But I think they've overplayed, and there is some evidence it's falling apart, but that's the order out of chaos system that they use. Plus, remember the tens of billions of dollars a month they were shipping in on big pallets and then paying out to the troops? Privates get $40,000 in a year. Colonels get $1 million. Generals get untold millions. That's also a process of corrupting our troops for black ops later here domestically. Can you comment on that?
Well, I don't know enough about that to comment. But what I find interesting is that the out-of-pocket cost to Uncle Sam of the war in Iraq is $275 million a day. But they've bought off the opposition for a mere $800,000 a day. So that's only about 0.3%. So I expect soon that the Sunni leaders will hire consultants to come in and advise them on how to up their share. They ought to get more of the savings than 0.3%. I mean, even if
you
would think if we split it with them, mm-hmm. and they were getting half the daily cost of the war. But even that, you see, would be cheaper than McCain's 100-year war.
But it's only a matter of time until other groups and even the same groups start staging events and then demanding new, larger payoffs.
Right. And I noticed, you know, the these bought Sunnis now have walked off the job. And it's because an airstrike went awry and killed them. And I wondered if they won't use this walk-off to up their demand for a higher bribe.
And well, see, Dr. Roberts, you're not evil. And so your brain, I guess you haven't studied it as much as maybe I have. You know a lot of stuff I don't, but I may know a few things you're not or just aren't ready to accept. We have evidence, we have documents that they were actually funding insurgents to create problems and allowing them to operate as a pretext to say, we got to stay, it's too unstable. And then when that became an issue, then they paid them off to stop. Because I've talked to Special Forces commanders and many others going back 3 years ago in Iraq about how they weren't even allowed to go after where the insurgents actually came from and that they were paying them off then.
Well, nothing would surprise me. We know that we're at war on the basis of an undeclared agenda. Every reason that the United States government has ever given for the invasion of Iraq has proved to be a total fabricated lie. And so we do know they have never told us why. I mean, we might speculate the reasons that they did it, but they have never told us why they invaded Iraq. What their real reason was has never been given to us. Every reason they've officially given, of course, they've changed the reasons at times, we know is false. So we have this war, a very expensive war, in many ways expensive, and we don't know what the reason is for that war or If we know, it's only because we speculated it. Our government has not ever told us the real reason.
You're absolutely right. In the final segment, Dr. Roberts, I want to switch gears into your take on the civilian inmate camp program. Also, where you see the economy going, what you think the $600 a person stimulus package is going to do, and what you think of the different political candidates. That's quite a mouthful. Maybe we'll keep you over 5 or 10 minutes into the second hour if you can do that. If not, we'll let you go at the end of the hour coming up after the break. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, of course, is also a syndicated columnist. You can just type his name, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, into Google and see thousands of different editorials and great analysis that he's written. We link to him daily whenever he writes stories at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But we'll come right back and talk about the economy, talk about the unfolding police state, the announcements that they want to search everybody, getting on Amtrak trains now. This is out of the New York Daily News. Why is that a surprise? Homeland Security told us 5 years ago, they were going to do that. This country is becoming Nazi Germany. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. And he'll be with us I forgot to ask you during the break. Dr. Roberts, can you stay with us into the next segment, just under 5 minutes?
Sure.
Okay, great, because we won't have time in just this 5-minute segment. The economy. again, you're more of a, not a forecaster, but more of an economist who tries to develop a program, but where do you see it going? We keep getting mixed signals of, we're not even in a recession, to we're going to go into a depression, depending on which government individual speaking. What do you see happening? How do you see the White House handling this? Are they handling it well?
No, they're not handling it well. They're deluded. If you want to know the honest truth, as far as I can tell, Alex, the statistics on which we rely have been so tweaked over the years in order to put a rosy spin on things that they're no longer reliable. The unemployment numbers aren't reliable. The gross national, the gross domestic product numbers aren't reliable. It overstates what the real growth is. The unemployment understates the unemployment. The inflation numbers greatly understate the inflation. Each administration wanting to put a spin on things monkeyed with them a little bit, and over the time period, they're just completely now misleading. So as far as I can tell, we're already in a recession. It's going to be very difficult to get out of it because traditionally, the way the government has gotten us out of the recession is to pump up the money supply with a lot of credit. But the American people are so overwhelmed with debt, they don't qualify for any more credit. So it's going to be hard to pump it out through the banking system. Plus, the banks are in terrible condition.
Well, we've had other bubbles in the 70s, bubbles in 87, bubbles in 2000. But am I right in saying this is the big one, or does this look to you like this is the end of the bubbles or like a mega bubble?
Well, I think what I'm trying to get at is I think this time they can't pump up consumer demand because they can't expand credit. People are already too indebted, and the tax rebate that they're going to give people, that's going to disappear paying off existing bills.
A pittance, yeah.
Yeah, see, everybody is dying. They're submerged in credit card debt, and it's not going to spur very much new consumption. So when you try to drive the economy through consumption, as we have done in this post-war period, except for a short period of Reaganomics, when you drive the economy through consumption, what you're doing is accumulating debt. And we build up the debt and the debt and the debt and the debt, and it reaches the point where no one can accept any more debt, and the banks don't want to lend the people. So
now, we haven't hit the wall yet, have we? I mean, what's going to happen to all the people on fixed incomes with the inflation compounding each year?
Their real incomes are going to go down. You see, one of the reasons you can tell the numbers are rigged is, according to the productivity numbers and the GDP numbers, we've had, reasonable economic growth, high productivity, and yet the median family income has been stagnant. And it's not possible that you can have rising gross domestic product and rising productivity and not have rising income. And so we've probably been in a recession for some time.
Stay there, sir. We got to break back in 70 seconds. I want to hear where we're going.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.